Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cebbi for Fred Film Radio for the 70th Venice Film Festival. We are here, as every year, talking with the jury of the Queer Lion Award, which is the LGBTQ award that is given to LGBTQ-themed films in every section of the festival. The jury of this year is composed by Brian Robinson from BFI Flair, the London LGBT Film Festival, Gianni Krustin from Slovenia, and Rita Fabbri, which is not here because she missed the boat, so she will be joining us later probably. So good morning, Brian, and good morning, Gianni.
Good morning.
Okay, so we start, as usual, our talk, giving an overall on the quality and the kind of movies you have to choose from. Who's going to talk? Brian.
We're in a very interesting moment for what I like to call queer cinema, is that we've had people at the Oscars, we've had wins, we've had major Hollywood films, but I think there's still a need for the small independent voices to be heard. We haven't taken over the world yet. Every time a film gets made, it's almost a miracle. Some people feel that LGBTQ films don't really sell, so there's a slight move away from them. I think what's very interesting is the range of films that we've had in the festival, like from different time periods, different approaches. So yes, it's been a very interesting few days.
Because, you know, there's always, every single festival we go through, there are some mainstream movies that are dealing in a way or another with LGBTQ issues. It's not, on that kind of perspective, it's not a taboo anymore, you know, in terms of gay characters or lesbian characters are accepted and included in regular narratives. But as you say, the independents do it better normally, or not. I mean, to my opinion.
I mean, I don't know what you think, Gianni, about the range of lifestyles and people that we've seen in the films.
Some people still had to take courage to speak about these issues regarding the place of the from their background. So I think it's very hard to compare all these different cultures and countries, but yeah, I think it's maybe less hard to talk about this because it's getting more popular. But still, I think there is still have to do a lot of on this way.
Yeah, because as Brian was saying, maybe it's an issue that's getting more popular, but still, commercially speaking, productionally speaking, it's not good enough. It's still tricky. It's still kind of dangerous in terms of investment. So producers don't want to invest in LGBTQ themed films because they never know if they get their money back. As you were saying at the beginning, Brian, that there is this kind of way of saying that gay films that do not sell, which is not true actually, because we have many in the past year we have had many examples of international films that sold, like God's Own Country sold all over the place, so for example, just to name one. But I wanted to ask you regarding the Queer Lion competition of this year, how did you prepare as a group of jurors to choose the best film? And say, I mean, did you have criteria? Did you discuss about criteria? Did you discuss about which was like limitation of boundaries that you wanted to include?
I mean, the jury itself isn't actually involved in the selection. That's the Queer Lion administrators, who are very strong and have meetings with the programmers. And my understanding is that the Queer Lion looks for representation that is central to a film wherever possible, that it's got to be something that takes us to a different place, that explores the issues. It's not good enough to have a lesbian at a bus stop. You need something more focused. Some of the films, the actual queer content has been subtextual. Some people might be surprised by the inclusion of a film like Suspiria, But it's actually, it's very interesting to see what Guadagnino did with that film, and it could be read as a kind of all-female hothouse where relationships are very intense and lead to all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, it's also the question of gay, LGBT-themed film or queer films in terms of taste, of looks, or like kind of narrative, kind of direction, so which can be included in the bigger realm of queer films without being actually a gay or lesbian films. So this is like probably another kind of idea to apply when choosing which movies can be included or not. Because Guadagnino film is not an obvious or like a clear lesbian film, but it's very queer and very camp. So we could open like a huge theme now, but at the end of the day, after how many movies did you have to see?
Ten
films. So, which is the winner at the end?
The winner is a film called Jose. It's apparently the first film ever to be in the Venice Biennale Mostra di Cinema from Guatemala. And it's a story of a young man making his way through life and love and looking for happiness. And it's quite an intense watch. And it's very revealing about the situation in Guatemala, that where it's very much an intensely religious society, where LGBT subjects are not really that openly discussed. It's difficult to come out to your parents. Relationships are perhaps not as easy as they are for us in more developed societies. And it feels very real and sensitive and sincere and also quite sexy.
Also, which is like something to look for in any kind of films. But the queer directors are always had a kind of a specific eye for what is sexy, because they know their audience. The gay audience is looking for that too. Not for that only, but this is an additional. If it's done in a proper way, which makes sense with the narrative, why not? I want to ask you something about one of the movies that were on your list. There was the Yorgos Lanthimos, The Favorite, because it was like a big queer film. Besides a beautiful film, but besides that, what did you think about it when you saw it as a jury? Were you interested? Were you considering it as a potential winner, or it was too much?
I consider it, yes, because I think it's a very interesting movie in this concept of queer culture. It has many points, very strong points, that can relate to gay culture, not only as the story of these three women, but also the aesthetic of the court of I think it really we took it in consideration. Yeah, for me it was one of the movies to examine and to think about.
And what did you think about it, Brian?
It was the first film I saw. I got off a train from Paris, went straight into the cinema, and I was blown away. I had really no idea of what I was going to see. And I thought the performances were excellent. I really loved the kind of attitude. There's a kind of slightly twisted, campy, fun side to it. It's not just straight, boring old history. And some people may think, oh, it's a fantasy. But the truth is that I've talked to historical experts, someone who's written a biography of Lady Sarah Churchill, and she says it's all true, in as much as these three women did exist and they did have some kind of relationship. At the time, it was called Passionate Friendship. And nobody knows, because there are no written documents and there were no cameras in the bedrooms, exactly what went on. It was certainly intense. It was certainly emotional. I think what's really lovely about Yorgos Lanthimos's treatment is that it's very bold and it doesn't treat Queen Anne and her court with kid gloves. No. It's kind of out there, in your face. It's rude, it's ballsy, it's crude.
And because it's not done by the British.
Well, there's a lot of British money behind it. So the producers will have had a go. We're often quite good at being satirical and having an objective view. But it wasn't The Crown, that's for sure.
No, for sure. No.
It wasn't polite. It was dirty and exciting. But I think there's an issue at its heart. Like, what are the relationships? Is it sex or power that's driving them?
Because, there would be... It's true, because it seems that there's no an intimate relation in terms of sentimental one. It's more like leverages of different kind of powers that clashes one against the other. Well, so just we were waiting for Rita Fabbri, but she's still on the boat probably. So we had a talk with Brian Robinson and Yannick Kustrin, which were like two of the three members of the Queer Lion jury 2018. The Queer Lion Award was given to Jose Bailey Chang by Guatemala, as our guest told. And so we're waiting for the 2019 Queer Lion meeting then. And so far, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.